It's considered by most historians to be the violent high watermark of the anti-Vietnam War protest movement. The Oral History Project is collecting audio memories this week from people who were on campus when the bomb went off at 3:42 a.m. that Monday morning. People like Phil Williams, an undergraduate student at the time, working as a lab assistant two floors above where the blast went off. He wasn't there the night of the bombing, but 2 days later he went back to clean up the shattered glass.
The violence begets violence, unfortunately. It wasn't something I would have done myself. I didn't excuse them. At the same time, I realized that they had made a reasonable effort to make sure no one was injured going off at that time on a Monday morning.
But the blast did kill physics grad student Robert Fasnacht, and that made the event even more personal for former English professor Richard Knowles. Fasnacht was a friend of his who sang in the same choir. Looking back on the bombing during an interview with the Oral History Project 3 years ago, he says it changed the views of students who'd been proud of fighting with police during anti-war rallies.
It was sexy to have been injured in the conflict and heroic to be engaged in it. But after the Sterling Hall bombing, they said, what are we doing? We're becoming our enemy. And that really was, I think, all over the country, the turning point.
The Wisconsin Story Project plans to produce a play about the bombing in 2012 based on the stories recorded this week at a booth in the UW Memorial Library, combined with excerpts from other interviews gathered over the last 35 years. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.